evening. And Marky's at the breakfast table, and he said, "See what you made me?" He was mad at us because I had made him come to the dinner table. And he said, breakfast table, actually.
And I got my hands dirty.
Yes, he got his hands dirty, and then he said, "See what you made me?" He meant, "See what you made me do? You made me get my hands dirty." Of course, it had nothing to do, really, with what I had done.
I was lost.
You did, I know, yeah.
Well, that keeps on snagging, pulling your jacket thread. That's the part, not the slide. All the metal thing doesn't hurt it, it's that wood.
Mm-hmm. So do you understand the rules now?
Well, this wood doesn't have it.
Okay, let me tell you about, there is some wood that is called hardwood. Okay? And hardwood doesn't splinter. Okay? It's very, very hard. This is called oak, and it's hardwood, and it doesn't form splinters. You see the difference?
Ross is describing some pictures that he drew. This is May 28th.
And this one is Marty and his little spaceship. And he landed in his little binded hideout, where binded, I asked him what binded was, and he said, "Binded means whoever touches it gets beat up." Why does that, Ross? Why does that mean?
Whoever touches it gets beat up.
Uh-huh. And why does it mean that?
Because, well, I want to show you how it works. You see, if it goes around this circle and goes into there and jumps into there,
yeah.
And then goes into the glove, and people get beat up when they touch the glove.
I see. And is it because it starts with a B, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what he told me a little bit. Okay, now what is this one?
Swamp monster.
What?
Swamp monster.
Okay, can I write that down? Is there anything else you want to tell?
Swamp monster, and his baby swamp monster flying from their kids. Floating behind
him. Swamp monster and his baby swamp monster, right? Where's the baby? Oh, right here. Anything else about this?
Yeah. Right, that there's a maze to get to his baby.
Okay.
Show you maze.
Okay.
I'll show you how we do it.
Okay. Okay, I'm finished writing now. Go ahead. How do you do it?
If you go in there,
around the corner, huh?
And if you go in there, you get trapped. And then you go loose and up to his baby.
Good. Okay. Now, what's the next one?
That's, Feet Man.
Okay.
I forgot to draw his other leg.
Okay. No, how many legs does it have?
It has three.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Good. Okay. What comes next? Now let's look here. Any more? No. This one's. Oh, we'll just tear it out of it. What about this?
That is supposed to be a long armed man.
Okay, long armed man.
Yeah. Because he has sort of long arms.
He sure does. Okay.
So,
okay. Put those all up there. Now let's talk about the
Mr. Long Arms.
Mr. Long Arms?
Yeah. They call him that.
Okay, let's put this over here. Wait.
Well, I'm Mr. Long Arms. He says, yeah. Well, stop calling me Long Arms. You can call me Mr., but not
Not long arm. How about long armed man? They can't call him that. Now we've missed. No. We forgot to do a couple of these, Russ. We did Marty and his little spaceship. What about this one?
The Millennium Falcon. Okay. Wait.
Can you write Millennium Falcon? Can you write that? Can you spell it?
No.
Yet?
In some clouds that trap them in Cloud City.
Okay, good. Now, let's see about this one. Oh, you have to work on that some more.
Yeah,
okay.
I do it.
Okay, well, wait, we've got some more work to do. Wait, let's not do that yet. Let's hold off on that.
I can do it.
No, not yet, not yet. We've got some more of these to label. No, you can do those real fast, but you can get back to it later. We have some more we have to give names to. Now, what's this one?
That is Beatman. Beatman is sad and he's lonely with someone who, and he wants someone to play with. So he decides to call his friend Beatman, Underman. That he thinks will try to be on the dark side
of the
life.
Of the force, huh?
No,
okay.
Of his life.
How about this one?
Pac-Man staring right at a 50-armed gorilla. It's not really 50, I mean 4-armed. Gorilla.
Mm-hmm. The four arms, is that right?
Four.
Looks like more than four.
Oh, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, five. Oh, it can be 54, 5 on gorilla.
Okay. And what's that at the bottom, that Pac-Man too?
Then Pac-Man is mad because the 50, 45 armed gorilla bit his nose.
Really?
Frankenstein has bashed down some doors so Count Dracula couldn't get in. So Count Dracula could get in and suck the people's blood.
Oh, I see. was he have blood on his mouth there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really know what he did to people. He was really horrible because he starved them.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. You heard about that in the program, remember?
No,
we heard a program about Dracula.
Yeah, but it didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it all along. It's just I pretended like I was scared when he said that.
I know. Okay, now we'll put this in here. Move these things over a little here. Okay. Now, next thing is we're going to look at your beginning I book. Did you do a good job on that?
I couldn't do it.
Why? What is it supposed to be?
Well, the inchworm is supposed to be the name. Can't draw it, Dad.
Like that, right?
Needs to be stuck.
Oh, it needs to be stuck on. Oh. Yeah. Well, you couldn't stick it, huh?
No, because I wasn't there on that
good job.
Day.
I know, you missed a couple days because of your teeth. Okay, eyes look good. Okay, now what is this?
Whenever he says word with I, you circle. If mm-hmm. he says a word with no I, it you X.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
You keep going circle.
Isn't that
X,
ink, Will?
X, circle, circle, X, circle.
Good, good. And what do you do here? Circle the word, the one with A?
No, circle first in the red box, circle the one, the apple that's yellow. Then in the orange box, circle blue.
Oh, I see. Keep
in
my
the
colors.
Yellow uh-huh. box, circle the green.
Mm-hmm.
In the green box, circle the green. In the blue box, circle the yellow. And in the last box, circle the blue ink.
Very good. Ink, olives, and apples. Okay, these are lids, right?
Yeah.
And you fit them on their boxes, right?
Right.
Can you draw me which one goes with which?
I need the scissors.
No, just draw a line. You don't have to cut it. Just okay. Draw me a line. Good. Good. Marky is playing with his soft animals, Icy and Bison. He said, I want them to be astronauts, and I want them to fly and fly so they won't get shooten by the head. In other words, so they won't get shot in the head. That was shooting with a S-H-O-O-T-E-N. I told Ross I was going to the food store, and he said, Dad, when you're there, now this is something you don't have to do. Remember, it's a choice. You can get M&Ms, or you can get Reese's Pieces, or you don't have to get anything. It's a choice, Dad. This is, those were verbatim from Ross, verbatim comments. Ross was out, took me outside to show me a trick that he was doing, and he blew it. He said, this is what I'm going to do, and he swung across and tried to jump, but he didn't do a good job. And he came back and tried again the other way and didn't do a good job. And then he said, this is what I wanted to show you all along. And he did it, and he swung on his two rings and leaped off at the end, did a good job. And I'm sorry, he swung, leaped off, and then he said, this is what I wanted to show you all along. That was after he had finished doing it. That's the first time I ever heard that phrase, this is what I wanted to all along. Ross is going to tell the rest of the Ewok story, okay? Do you want the lights off?
No.
Okay.
After...
This is the continuation from last night.
After the form of the Jedi Knight Skywalker appeared, after he appeared, the little Ewoks climbed up on him and sucked one, and one said, "Goo goo, Mama." And we gave him a bottle to suck
mm-hmm.
full of milk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, thank you, it has vitamins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you bananas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I said, thanks, banana brain. And the little, when little Ewok said, Chewbacca said, he said, "Would you please give me banana brain?" And he really meant banana custard pie. Just slammed his face, and then Chewbacca gave it to him, and he slammed it right in his bottom instead of his face. And then he went, sat down in a chair, and he says, "Oh, baby gum is on my floor. Let me take a look at the chair. I will make sure it doesn't have any glue. No way, it doesn't have any glue."
Glue.
And then, Dobba.
Okay, but what happened in the end to Ewoks? Did you tell me the part about them racing on motorcycles through the forest?
And then... Then they thought that some of the stormtroopers would come out with little side motorcycles with rockets under the seats. So they took their little rocket motorcycles and drove on them. When little Ewok said to Han Solo, he was called Banana Split, he said to Han Solo, "Give me a banana split. I like to split them in my brain." He talks not really good. He was like, "Bleh." And then he says, "Here you go," he says, "Thank you." That means thank you. And then he went like, "Splat." He said, "Splat," when he splatted the pie in his face.
Now, is that the end of the story of Return of the Jedi?
No. Then,
how does it end?
Then one stormtrooper came out with a rocket motorcycle, and the little Ewok said, "Want a banana split?" And he said, "Sure." And he asked Han Solo, "Can I have a banana split?" And he said, sure, if you say thank you. He said, you're welcome, thank you. And then he said, "Thank you, you're welcome, Han."
Very good.
And then he said, "Here's your banana split." And he splattered
right
in his face.
We've already done that, Ross. Okay, now, what happens next? What happens next in the story?
It's not a banana splat.
Split!
Banana split goes splat. Now,
splattered right in the stormtrooper's face.
Is there any more part to the story?
Yeah.
What else happens?
Then, when Han Solo saw a stormtrooper coming out of a little spaceship with walking and driving a little spaceship like with rocket on the top, he said, "Boom!" He raised up his gun and shot and went bang, and then the rocket shot right aiming at him. He turned around. He made his motorcycle turn around, and then the rocket ship said, "Can I have a banana pie?" And he said, "Sure. Oh, thank you. I'll splat right in your face. Oh, no thanks. I'll take that away from you." And he took it away and splat in his face instead.
Was that the end of the story?
No.
Well, he doesn't use guns. He uses bananas.
Well, let's hear the end of the story. How does the story end? Okay, here's the end. The happy
secret.
Keep it. Give me the happy ending.
No, I want to keep it secret.
What about Darth Vader?
Then Darth Vader appeared, and Luke Skywalker said, "Oh, can I have a banana split?" And
he said, "I'm gonna turn this tape recorder."
And he said, "No, you can have an ear cut off if you want." And he said, "No, thanks. I don't have anything."
And then what happened?
And they said, you can have 50 bucks to have your hand cut off again. And they said, not another new hand. It hurts all along when I get it, even when you make it bloody.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you must be a magician. You think I must be an E.T.?
Do you think that Luke ever cut off Darth Vader's hand?
Yeah, in Return of the Jedi.
Rossi ate his sandwich, and I looked at him and he said, since he was gone, I ate it. Oh, yeah. Actually, he came out and said, can somebody eat your sandwich? And Marky said, no. And Rossi said, somebody already did. And then I sort of frowned at him. And he said, since he was gone, I ate it. And I said, do you mean after he was gone or because he was gone? He said, because he was gone. That's why I ate it. I asked Marky. Marky said he wanted to return the Jedi cookies. And I said, I'll get them for you if you give me self-love. And then he said, I can't. And I said, why? He said, because I have to brush teeth. I'll get cavities if I don't brush teeth. It's a nice case of giving me some reason for his for something.
When I'm done brushing teeth, I'll give you love.
You'll give me love. Okay, that was not the reason why he couldn't eat cookies. Can you eat cookies? Is it okay to eat cookies? Mm-mm. Is it okay to give Daddy love?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you going to have to brush your teeth?
Because I will get cavities.
But what if you don't eat cookies? Ross asked me if I wanted some raisin bread, and I said, sure. And he said, no, it's not all for you. All you have to do is cut it into one half, one for you and one for Mommy. Marky said that next time when I sit at the table, I want duck. And Ross was trying to persuade him not to have it. He said, it's just nothing. It's, that's super rabbit, and this is just nothing, this guy. What did you say about the duck? What? Just plain duck.
Just duck.
No, it's just duck. That's right. Just plain duck. Ross said, would you put some French toast on my syrup? I mean, put some syrup on my French toast. Ross asked me, do we have my McDonald's kite? And I never heard of this before, I told him. I said, what is it? And he said, they told me to get it, and I said, who did? The teachers did. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That means that you really got it up there. It kind of pulled on the string. Yeah.
Honey, I don't know what you're talking about, because I've never seen a McDonald's kite.
Have you seen them on the table when it came down on me?
You're the one who went and picked them up.
No.
You have to make a more active search, bro.
What does it look like?
It has, like, a draw picture. Did he hold
when you pick them up, you have to go to the boxes and look.